got Chris!
The entity came from around the corner and grabbed Chris.
Deep within the bowels of the Burkrum County building lies a terror beyond imagining. It is said that an entity, or perhaps a group of creatures, lurks in the dark corners of the back rooms, waiting to prey on unsuspecting victims who wander too close. One entity in particular is made of something far more sinister than flesh and bone. The creature seems to come to life from a black substance resembling mold around the back rooms. A man died from an unknown blood infection while working in the back rooms. The black substance started to cover his deceased remains and mixed with his blood. This extremely hostile entity feeds on humans that dare cross its path. Async research that studied this entity had called the Great District Agency to capture it. Unsure of what they are up against, Stanley, Tracy, and Chris, three of the agency's top investigators, have been dispatched to the Burkrum County building to confront this abomination head on. Stanley, Tracy, and Chris arrived at the Burkrum County building suited up in their hazmat suits.
Tracy said,
"This place gives off really bad vibes."
I said,
"Let's start looking around and be careful of any mold-like substance we may come across."
"Help me!"
Our hearts stopped at a sound of a child's voice piercing through the eerie silence, beckoning for help from a distance. The chilling cry echoed through the darkness, sending shivers down our spines as we strained to locate the source of the desperate plea.
"Help me!"
But the voice seemed to come from nowhere and everywhere all at once, surrounding us in an otherworldly presence. Fear consumed us as we realized that something sinister lurked in the shadows, luring us towards its grasp with the innocent voice of a child. Our minds raced with the terrifying possibilities of what awaited us. But we knew that we had to push through the fear and find the source of the chilling call for help.
"Help me!"
I said,
"Someone needs help. What direction did it come from?"
Tracy said,
"It echoed off the walls. There's no way to tell where it came from."
Chris said,
"Look, a human head!"
Tracy screamed, and Chris began to shake with a horrified look on his face. I said,
"I wonder where's the rest of the body? Come on, let's keep looking for this kid."
We delved deeper into the twisting corridors of the back rooms. You can hear the hum of the fluorescent lights, and they often flicker on and off.
"Help me!"
We heard the child again. Tracy said,
"The cries for help is coming from just ahead of us."
"Help me!"
We kept walking as someone saying "help me" gets louder and louder.
"Help me! Help me!"
We see a boy standing there, terrorized, looking at us, saying "help me!
Help me! Help me!"
A spine-chilling sensation crept up our backs as we heard a faint rustling behind us. We whipped around, hearts pounding, but there was nothing there. We turned back around, our eyes widened in horror as we realized the young boy we had seen was nowhere in sight. Suddenly, Chris began to tremble uncontrollably. His teeth started chattering in fear. Chris said,
"Where did he go?"
Tracy said,
"I don't know. He was just standing there. He just disappeared. There is nowhere he could have went that fast."
I asked Claire, the GDA AI.
"Claire, can you give me some information about the Burkrum building, specifically the cries for help in the back rooms?"
Claire said,
"Visitors of the Burkrum building that wander into the back rooms often see and hear strange things, especially children crying for help that is not actually there. The cries are used to lure the unsuspecting visitor closer to getting massacred by the entity."
We heard a noise of its malevolent presence lurking just out of our sight, and we realized we may have bitten off more than we can chew. I said.
It feels like we're being watched and followed. The noises are getting closer and closer, coming from all directions.
We began looking all around so nothing sneaks up on us. Chris turned around facing the opposite direction from where we are heading and started walking backwards, keeping up with us.
As they moved further into the labyrinth depths of the Burkrum building, they began to realize that they may not make it out alive. The creature is getting smarter with every passing moment.
Chris said,
"Let's call it a day and tell Async Research we didn't find anything."
Tracy said,
"Chris, are you trying to get us fired?"
Chris said,
"No, I'm just trying to stay alive."
Tracy said,
"Chris, you know what we signed up for. Let's get to work."
We heard a noise that startled us, and we didn't know where it was coming from.
Will Stanley, Tracy, and Chris be able to find and capture the creature and put an end to its reign of killings? Or will they become its next victims, trapped forever in a twisted, nightmarish world of the backrooms?
I said,
"I hope we don't get lost in this place."
Suddenly, something ran by the doorway. I said,
"Did y'all see that?"
Tracy said,
"I saw something. I'm not sure what it was."
Chris said,
"Yeah, I saw it too."
I said,
"You know what we have to do? Let's go take a look."
We walked through the doorway that leads to another section of the building, which looks identical to the area we just left. We stood there and looked in both directions. We see something at the end of the room, peeking around a corner and staring at us. At least we think it is. It doesn't have any eyes. Chris said,
"Well, let's go check it out."
It emerged from around the corner of the doorway and screamed right where we were standing. We turned around and ran for our lives. It chased after us. It was screaming and we were screaming. We ran and ran. It finally stopped chasing us, and we made it back to the doorway of the back rooms. I asked Tracy and Chris,
"Do y'all have any ideas on catching this thing?"
Chris said,
"All three of us can jump it and hold it down and tie it up."
"No, not Chris!"
The entity came from around the corner and grabbed Chris. I went to help Chris. It hit me in the chest, and I went flying backwards. And it ran off with Chris screaming. I said,
"That thing is strong."
Tracy said,
"We can't jump that thing."
I said,
"We need to go find Chris."
Tracy and I went looking for Chris. We found Chris in a corner crying. Tracy asked Chris,
"Are you okay? How did you get away?"
Chris said,
"I'm okay. I was able to break loose from his grip, and I ran as fast as I could, turning corners so fast, I got lost in this darn place."
I said,
"Get up, Chris. We can't jump that creature. It's too strong."
Tracy said,
"I can contain it by levitating it up into the air with one of my spells and holding it long enough for the Gray District Agency's containment unit to arrive."
Chris said,
"I really hope this works."
Tracy said,
"It might."
Chris said,
"Huh? It might?"
Tracy said,
"It's not guaranteed to work on this entity."
I said,
"Okay, but let's wait for it to find us this time."
"Help me!"
The cries for help began again.
"Help me!"
Chris said,
"It must be nearby."
I said,
"Tracy, are you ready?"
Tracy said,
"Don't worry, I got this."
The creature came from around the corner, running straight towards us, screaming. Tracy said,
"Y'all stand back."
Tracy locked in on the creature. Tracy said,
"Morificus negotium."
Tracy has the entity levitated in midair. It's screaming and flailing its arms and legs uncontrollably. Tracy struggled to maintain control. The entity began to break free from her grip. descending ominously back towards the ground. But Tracy was not ready to give up so easily. With all her strength, she uttered another spell. The entity was thrust back into the air, struggling to break free. It was a terrifying battle for control, but in the end, Tracy emerged victoriously, the entity once again under her command. Tracy, Chris, and I breathed a sigh of relief. We had faced our fears and triumphed over the terror that lurked in the back rooms. The creature we had captured may have been defeated, but there are surely others in the back room, waiting to prey on unsuspecting victims. We knew that our work was never truly done, and that we would always be fighting against the darkness that lurks in this world.
Help me! Help me.